Hello and welcome to another episode of Blue Alpine TV. I'm back after a small hiatus, traveling around the world, going between different places and also going to China. So today's episode is actually a bit of a kind of recap on my travels in China and why it is such an interesting market for cryptocurrencies, how certain aspects in China are working. I want to kind of explain and share my experiences with you guys so you also understand if you're hearing some news about China, about crypto and all of these things, that you can also estimate and understand how the dynamics in China work differently. So first of all, I was there 2 weeks and I was mainly in major cities, so I haven't not been to the countryside. So take this with a grain of salt. Obviously, I have a very biased opinion on things as I came there partly business, partly private travel, and it was difficult to get all of China into 2 weeks, obviously, because it's such a huge country, it has a lot of people. But one of the first things that you realize that you see in China is this app right here. It's called WeChat or Weixin in China, and it has over 1 billion users worldwide, not only in China. So you can essentially also in the West or wherever you are in the world, you can download WeChat for free. It is a messaging app or kind of a calling, free calling app as well. And the only difference is, first of all, a lot of people here in Europe, in the US, and I guess Africa as well, don't use WeChat that often. We have WhatsApp, we have Telegram, we have other applications that we're using. WeChat in China is an absolute must. I was aware of this, so I had already WeChat installed. I was also texting some friends, and it was a really interesting experience because the texting application or the whole application works a bit differently. WeChat works in a way that WeChat provides you kind of with the entire ecosystem of applications that you might use on a daily basis. So let's say you want to hail a ride because you want to get from A to B. So normally here you would use the Uber app or Get or MyTaxi or something else. In China you have WeChat. Didi, which is the equivalent of Uber in China, is actually already integrated into WeChat. So you only open the services part of the WeChat application and then can order a ride to get you from A to B. Same with ordering food. So where we have Uber Eats or Eat.ch or like these local delivery things, WeChat or China in general, again, has WeChat where it covers this entire ecosystem. You can order food by going to a mobile website within WeChat and order, let's say, from McDonald's because you want to get a burger for tonight. First thing that I realized was really interesting is all of these applications are mobile websites, but they are almost all of them are on WeChat integrated. So even if you want to use a bike sharing company, like here we have, for example, O4, O-Bike, Lime Bike, all of these things, they are already integrated into WeChat and have their kind of own mini applications that are running on the WeChat platform. WeChat doesn't only stop there, and that is where it gets really interesting. You can actually send money with WeChat as well. Where we have PayPal, Venmo, Revolut, and all of these services, WeChat again has already a payment system baked in. So let's say you go out with friends, you go drink a couple of beers, and then you want to kind of share the split the bill. In WeChat, it's quite easy because you can transfer money from A to B. So I can send my friend money for a drink he paid for me at the local club. Now, you can also, and that's very China specific, you can send something called a red envelope. I have here for the podcast listeners, the Wikipedia page of red envelope. And I actually have a red envelope here because I went to a wedding in China. So these are the weddings that wedding cards or wedding envelopes that you usually, or red packets that you usually send or give people for special occasions. So let's say there is, I think in Chinese New Year, for example, or for a wedding or for a birthday or for a celebration, you put either money in and then give that red envelope to the person. So this is kind of a very traditional thing that has been going on mainly in China, but also in some Asian countries in general. So these envelopes are being gifted left and right. Now WeChat actually has the same equivalent digital red envelope as well. So I can send, for example, my friend is getting married and I can send him a red envelope with putting money into it. And when he opens the red envelope, it's like he received a small gift. The gift in this case will be money. You can select the yuan amount in this case. So this kind of signifies a bit more a special occasion versus just sending money from A to B. Now, one of the caveats, if you're a foreigner coming to China, it is almost impossible to get a WeChat Pay or WeChat Wallet or WeChat Payments, whatever it is called. The wallet or the payments are the equivalent of Apple Pay here, or kind of any kind of mobile payment service provider, and it is already baked into the application. However, if you don't have a Chinese bank account, it is very difficult to kind of organize yourself. We were able to get it through a friend and kind of play around with it, try it out, and we only had very limited yuan amounts, I think around 100 or 200 yuan, which is the equivalent of around 18 to 36 euros here in Germany, Switzerland, Europe. So it is very little dollar or euro amounts that we were able to kind of transfer. We were not able to top up with our credit card to our wallet using a European credit card. That's where kind of the system blocks you and tells you, well, you will need either a debit or a credit card, probably with a Chinese bank, in order to top up. And guys, don't misunderstand me, but WeChat is freaking everywhere. So if you go to a fruit stand next to your hotel or Airbnb or whatever, where a lady cuts still the fruit and sells it on the street, this lady has WeChat. So you can go to the most modern places, to a mall, up to the most non-modern places, to a simple market where people are selling fruit or food in general, and you can pay with WeChat. I have met people who told me, look, I have not touched my wallet for 2 years. I'm only using my mobile phone and using and handling everything with a mobile phone. So this was quite impressive. I heard about WeChat before, I've used it before, but experiencing it in daily life was something else. And why is this interesting? So we always talk about China banning cryptocurrency and being against blockchain, this, that, and that. So the real interesting part now is, what happens if an application, if a tool like WeChat starts to focus on cryptocurrency or introduce a cryptocurrency into their payment platform? I can tell you what will happen. The yuan in the WeChat platform from today to tomorrow will be gone. People don't care what type of currency they're using as long as they can keep using WeChat for their daily life. Everyone in China, or the most people that I saw, were on their mobile phones. Even delivery guys waiting for the next pickup are kind of waiting and playing on their phones. Most of them are actually in the WeChat ecosystem in some kind of way. So this is a tool that is everywhere. And introducing a cryptocurrency into this tool will essentially mean that a majority of the world, or a part of China, a very big part of China, from today to tomorrow will start using cryptocurrency. Now, you have to keep these things in mind. So I always talk about these killer applications, these things that will bring cryptocurrencies to the next level, that will make cryptocurrencies as an investment worthwhile. And this is exactly how this thing will turn out if a company or an application like WeChat turns on cryptocurrencies. Whether this will happen, when this will happen, obviously nobody knows, but this is definitely something you have to keep in mind, that whether you are hearing about China blocking cryptocurrencies or not, it does not matter, because I do know for a fact that Chinese companies are investing into blockchain technology, are investing into cryptocurrencies, and it is a huge sector. You cannot deny that. However, there are some political stuff, and there is some kind of society stuff that's going on, some controlling stuff as well. And as long as these questions have not been solved for the Chinese government, they are obviously not interested in adopting any kind of cryptocurrency. So they would not allow an application like WeChat to adopt a cryptocurrency. However, if they maybe issue their own, this could be a possibility. Now, this as the first part of today's video. Second part is actually a bit something else. For the podcast listeners, we're currently on YouTube. I have a video open, and the video is actually saying Chinese women are getting rich by simply live streaming their days. It's a video by Vice on HBO. And I've actually, it's really funny. I watched this video randomly on YouTube the other day or a couple of weeks ago. I saw this and I thought, wow, this is a really interesting phenomenon. So what it tells you in the video is essentially that mostly women, but also some men are live streaming their entire day. So let's say they're going to the gym or they're going to the restaurant and they're live streaming their day with a selfie stick and are talking to their viewers. So imagine something like Twitch or Instagram Live or YouTube Live, but very direct to the end consumer or to your viewer. It is not gaming specific in that sense. So it is essentially just a boring day, if you will. But for most people that are watching this is not boring at all. And there is actually an interview, or not an interview, but a short kind of section with a guy in China saying, look, I live alone. I work as a security guard. And when I'm coming home, I actually want to spend some time with someone. And because I don't have anyone, I just watch this live stream. Now, whether you think this is healthy or not is up to you. But what was really interesting, I was able to meet a person that works at Gifto. Now, Gifto is a cryptocurrency startup that has their own crypto. It's called Gifto. And what they are doing is providing a platform for these live streamers. So this streaming video, first of all, give this a watch. It's really, really interesting and kind of also shows that the cultural difference between, let's say, East and West is still very much true. So the Chinese people are interested in very many different things than us. And that is a good thing, obviously. But you might think of this as super weird, but it works for them. So they will continue with this as well. So watch this video, kind of understand how this whole streaming thing is going on. And then check out Gifto, because this is one of those platforms that are providing this kind of service. Now, I don't want to kind of get into details. Maybe we'll do an interview with these guys in the future. But essentially, how this works is I stream my day. So let's say I have a mobile phone for the podcast listeners, and I'm streaming myself. And while I'm streaming, I do receive gifts from my viewers. So this could be a red envelope, could be gift in terms of money, could be, for example, that some of my viewers is challenging me to eat something very spicy. I eat it, and then they're sending me $5, $6, $3. And the very interesting thing about Gifto in this case is that instead of yuan or euros or dollars, you're getting cryptocurrency. So you're actually getting Gifto as a content producer. So this is again something that I think could be a killer application, because if you watch this video, you do realize that millions of people are watching other people stream their day. And if a platform like Gifto kind of provides you with this, then this could be a very big application. Now, check out Gifto a bit. Maybe I'll do a separate analysis with them in the future. They have very interesting partners and investors as well. So it's definitely looks like a quite interesting cryptocurrency project. And you can also find them on CoinMarketCap. As far as I understand, it's a ERC20 token currently. However, they also have the flexibility to switch to something like EOS and stuff like this. So they as well are facing sometimes scalability issues and are also looking on how to improve and kind of scale up as well, because they're growing like crazy and they have a lot of users, a lot of wallets, and a lot of people already using the platform. So again, to kind of sum it up, in today's video, we looked at WeChat and why WeChat is super important for cryptocurrencies in general, and how this could change the entire dynamic of cryptos in China. And we looked at Gifto, which could be that killer application as well, where millions of people are using this every day, sending money over Gifto, be it to women or men, for live streaming their day. And this could become a very much a kind of daily application that people are using, and this in turn could increase the price of Gifto as the token. Now, this is just without saying me this is good or bad. I'm just trying to kind of state or give you a very simple example of how crypto can work in daily life. I really love this example because it's such day-to-day real-life example of how people, for example, in China and Korea or Japan, would use cryptocurrencies like this. All right, with that, guys, we're already at the end of today's episode. Make sure to like this video, subscribe to the channel, subscribe also to the podcast. And if you're a podcast listener, make sure that you check out the links in the description so you can check out all of these videos as well while you're on the go. I'll see you on the next one. Take care. Bye-bye.